Let's switch on the webcams now. Here we go.
They're still singing.
All right, so everybody ready?
Yes.
Mystery guest is coming in, so I want you to all close your eyes.
Okay.
I'm going to pitch down mystery guest's voice.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed, so we'll put them on that mic there, on Dom's mic. Right, you ready then?
Yeah. Eyes closed, let's
everybody
go.
Everybody watching at home or wherever you are watching, you all ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Alan is ready. Let's bring in, you close your eyes then.
Yeah, my eyes closed.
Let's bring in our mystery guest. Here we go. And you have to guess who our mystery guest is. Our mystery guest is not going to say anything until you ask a question. Yes or no answers from mystery guest.
Okay.
Let me see if I can just...
Dom, I think you should go first.
Yeah, it's my turn?
It's your turn, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Good morning, mystery guest. Are you a woman?
No.
So, okay. Dave?
Mystery guest, are you a man?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I've deepened your voice, mystery guest, by the way, so it sounds, you sound like a tiger.
Mystery guest, are you a man from the world of music?
Yes, I am.
Oh, dear, that's very sexy.
So, mystery guest, man, would you describe yourself as a solo artist?
Yes.
Yes. So you're a singer, I would imagine.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Ooh. Mystery guest, if you want, has mystery guest got headphones? You don't have to wear them, but you might like how you sound. Are you wearing headphones now, mystery guest?
Yes, I am.
Oh, it's Frank Bruno.
Dominic, you have a little go.
Okay.
Actually, Tina, you've not had a go.
Yet. Come on, let's go.
Okay. Mystery guest, are you British?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Mystery guest, do you have a song in the charts at the moment?
I will soon.
Oh, will soon.
Okay, that's very clever, but I like that, by the way.
Okay. Mystery guest, do you live in the UK?
Sometimes.
Are you from the north of England originally?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Any other questions?
Do you sometimes live in LA?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Do you know who it is, Tom?
I have an inkling.
Go on, then. Show us your inkling.
I may be wrong. And it's a huge mystery guess if I am right.
Mm.
And by the way, if you are wrong, though, imagine how bad the mystery guess will feel.
Absolutely.
But I think you should go for it.
I think it could be, and I'd be amazed if it is, Robbie Williams.
Really? Am I that amazing?
Yeah!
Whoa! That was a huge ego stroke. I thought, he's
you got
it wrong.
The other way.
He's got it wrong. It's just me.
Morning.
Oh, well, good morning.
Did you genuinely not know?
Not a clue.
Didn't know.
Not a clue.
I thought you got it straight away with solo singing guy.
No, I didn't, because I...
They were confused by your voice.
Yeah.
Good voice.
I'd put it on anyway.
That's without the effect.
Yeah.
I mean, how many male solo guys are there?
I don't know. I was sort of going down a cul-de-sac a little bit, because I just didn't think that we were going to get
Dave was
in.
Hoping it was Conor Maynard.
Yeah, that's who I was, fingers crossed.
Sorry, I've let you down.
It's okay.
How are you, Robbie Williams?
I'm really, really good, Chris. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
In your final week. Yeah. Must be weird.
Yeah, well, but it's all right. It's fun.
Yeah, it's weird. It was weird for me coming in today and knowing how many shows you got left.
Five. So that's
it. Wow. Happy 5 days.
Thank
you
very much.
I love the fact that you thought I was impressive. That's brilliant.
I always think you're impressive.
Oh, God bless
always.
You.
Oh,
yeah. God bless you. I feel ace. So, what are you going to do?
I don't know yet, to be
you
honest
don't know.
With you. I've got a few irons in the fire. Mm-hmm. And for the in the short term, I'm just going to enjoy not getting up at 4:30 in the morning, which would be really nice. Mm.
Be
and then
nice.
See what happens.
How long do you reckon it takes your life to get your life back after waking up at 4:30 every morning?
We'll tell you in about January, I think.
I think a couple of months until you realise what it feels like not to be knackered all the time. It's like jet lag.
Yeah.
Going up at 4:30.
For 8 years as well.
Jet lag
for 8 years.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
God bless you all, and congratulations on battering the previous record
Thank you very much.
Slaughtering it.
Hooray for us. Aren't we great?
Aren't we great?
So, you're going to be a dad?
I'm going to be a dad any moment now.
Wow.
It could happen while I'm sat here.
So your bag's packed and everything?
Bags are packed. Yep. Wow. Well, all I really need is internet and a computer. that's all I need.
Have you not worked out the fastest route and the alternative route to the hospital and all that?
Oh, yeah, we've done all that. All right, we've done all that, yeah. Through the power of computing.
And will you be the one who's a fluster and a mess while the missus is all, I think we should go now?
No.
I think it's time. Or, and you'll be like,
I'm heavily medicated. I'll be fine.
Oh, you'll be all right. You'll be like, let me know if it's a boy or a girl.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be here.
I'll just be chilling with this bag of minstrels, black porn cocktail crisp.
So is it always the plan that your
baby... Or the chocolate are available.
No minstrels.
Baby will be born in the UK. Was that always the plan? Or is it just suits where you are at the minute work-wise?
I want the baby to have a English passport. Mm-hmm. You know, and we're still figuring out where we're going to live, how we're going to do it, where the baby's going to be educated, all of those things.
Stoke.
Sure. Why not?
Good enough for you.
Yeah, it was great for me.
Why not buy that pub?
Opposite me, because it's been knocked down.
Oh, the one where you were born?
Oh, I could do.
That's not knocked down, though, is it?
I could do. I had a conversation with the wife last night about where we're going to end up. Mm. And we're still not sure. Not sure.
So Stoke is, it's not a no.
It's not a no.
There you go.
It's
definitely not a no. That'll be front page in the paper tonight.
In the Burslem Bugle.
Yep.
Burslem Bugle. that's what I used to be called. Oh dear.
Anyway. So,
by the way, I just saw a picture of you with Holly and Phil.
Yeah.
So weird seeing you with a skinny face.
It's
just weird.
Think?
Yeah. Oh, you lot have all got used to it because you see him every day. Yeah.
You don't notice when, as you say, it's when you haven't seen someone for like 3 or 4 months or whatever. Right. Like yourself, and then suddenly it's a bit like, wow, it looks like a different person.
It is a different person. It is. Are you still doing the training?
I've let it slip a little
have
bit.
Have you?
Yeah, the last couple of weeks.
Why is that?
Because a mixture
can't
of just
be
being busier, trainer going on holiday, and can't be arsed. But I suddenly thought this weekend...
You know what happens to us.
I've got to get back.
You know what happens to us if that...
I know. You just mentioned the word minstrels then, and I got a little bit excited.
Oh, I get giddy with those little counters.
Well, do you know what I did the other day? It's like I'm some kind of bad food junkie. Mm. I'm sitting at home, and I just went, I want a biscuit. I want a biscuit. And I don't have biscuits in the house. So at 10 to 10, put my jacket on, walked to the shop, and bought... like 3 packets of biscuits and sneaked out down the road with them. Like
what kind?
Chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Fruit shortbread.
Oh, well, okay, it's a staple.
I like
but have you done the amber biscuit, though? Have you had an amber?
No.
What's an amber biscuit?
Well, it's honeycomb with... It's honeycomb crunchy oats with chocolate, but it's new and it's what I sleep eat with. I get up in the middle of the night because I think my body and mind goes... You've got no guilt now. It's 3:30 in the morning. No one will know.
Yeah.
And I've got glimpses of myself with this amber biscuit, dipping it into diabetic ice cream, because that's going to work. But it's only like flashes of stuff that I got up to last night. Yeah, that's me in the middle of the night, folks.
It's just, it's fine. If it's in the middle of the night, it's fine.
Do you know
the weekend.
There's these little wagon wheels. Have you seen the mini wagon wheels?
No.
Oh, they're good.
Oh, what?
Yeah, they're really good. And check this out. Prawn cocktail.
Yeah.
Pringles. That's new. That's new. I could warn off... The sour cream, I can do that. That's not a problem. Yeah. Salt and vinegar, I can walk past that. But I was like, prawn cocktail Pringles.
It's a taste sensation.
Amazing. It is a taste sensation. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Absolutely.
That's right.
I buckled.
It used to be Cadbury's milk chocolate Jaffa cakes for me.
My one is chocolate digestives. Mm. Milk chocolate digestives.
Do you know, at Christmas, right... Have you tried the Terry's chocolate white orange?
No.
With the orange crispy tangy bits.
No. Get out of town.
Come on! It looks like a snowball.
Yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal. Like, me and my wife talk about it like months away from Christmas. Do you know this?
No.
Okay. Favourite chocolate? What's your favourite chocolate?
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat. Yeah. All right, okay.
No,
there's nothing wrong.
I love a Kit Kat.
There's nothing wrong with a humble
Raisin
Kit Kat.
And biscuit Yorkie.
Okay.
Now, that's a good one.
There's exotic. Go on.
Starbucks. Old school. Yeah, old school.
Over there in the back.
Picnic,
okay.
Wow.
Jaffa Cakes.
Oh, I love a Jaffa Cake. Should us three be Jaffas?
I'll be Jaffa with
okay,
you.
All right. Us three, a proper Jaffas.
A Jaffa trio.
Yeah, the Jaffa trio.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, we're the Jaffa boys. Yeah. It's great to be with you tonight. But you're looking great. You're in great shape.
Thank you very much.
You feel good?
I've been working out.
Really?
Really, 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 really. Big time working out because 40, I can see it from here.
No, you can't. You're the same as me. You're 24.
Yeah, well, if that was only the truth. 40 is around the door, and I've always promised myself that I'd look at, like, Marky Mark in the early 90s at some point. I've never managed to pull that off. I'm going to give it a good go in the next 18 months. If it doesn't happen,
right,
I'm just going to eat crisps and chocolate and grow a beard and look for UFOs again.
Right. Oh, well,
that you haven't given up on that, though, have you? The UFO stuff? You're still doing a bit of that?
Not recently, no.
Right.
Not recently. I haven't given up on it.
Yeah.
Would be something that I could... there's a future somewhere for me with that.
Yeah.
But it's not for a long time.
You're not going to
pitch
like him.
It's like Arthur C. Clarke sort of...
He's going to pitch
you. You're not going to do it, are you?
I...
Oh, no.
Right.
Oh.
I get a lot of stick on this
show. Embarrassing.
Right.
I believe in the Loch Ness Monster.
Right, okay.
Like 100%, seriously. Okay. And I would like to...
You're mad. God, you're ridiculous in the head. Go on. And?
So... My idea is to go to the banks of Loch Ness when we finish this show. So
best place to find him.
In the morning. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So we've done all this.
Yeah.
Spend 2 weeks, take some people with me and try and look for the Loch Ness Monster. There's been a load of sightings recently. And I think as a man who obviously believes and has seen UFOs, you might be the media public figure that I could use to spearhead the campaign. What do you think, Rob?
Wow. Well, to be honest with you,
Channel 5 are interested. That's what
I'd
I'm saying.
I'd rather go looking for the Yeti or the Abominable Snowman or the Bigfoot. I'd rather do that. I think the thing is, with the Loch Ness Monster, I'm not discounting it.
Well, you had a little bit. Sounds like you are a little
I'm
bit.
Not, no, I'm not discounting it at all. I think it's good. I just know that an awful lot of money has been spent on boats with sonar equipment and professional teams, and they've been up there and found nout. I think the chances of
his face. Look four, what doing to him.
Four or five of us standing on the lot going, nope, nothing for the last hour.
But we could have a fortnight there. I mean, that's a couple, you know, 2 weeks.
A fortnight
sat in.
Out of. Oh, yeah, okay. I'll do that while my wife's pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
I'll come with you while my wife's just about
to
drop.
Duh, you wait until she's given birth. And the three of you go up there together.
Of course.
Yeah.
Actually, serious.
Yeah, go on.
I do want to go and have a look for. Bigfoot.
Really?
Bigfoot and the Yeti and the Abominable Snowman, is that all the same thing?
Cousins.
Oh, cousins.
Yeah, right. Once or twice removed.
They're all big and furry and live in snow.
And what's Piltdown Man? Is he related to...
No, Piltdown Man is like the earliest guy.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Is that right?
Mm.
It's like the
earliest, oh, he's
the,
dead. He's
the earliest
well gone.
Guy.
He's gone.
Yeah, no, but he exists because they sort of dug him up.
Right.
And he's only like 3 foot, four foot,
really?
I think.
And that, by
the
way, Paul Daniels.
That's the right height to be. Mm. Anybody over 5'8" is freak.
Yeah. For legal reasons, it's not like Paul Daniels.
Right, no. Just, okay.
No, I just meant in terms of the height. Or Ronnie Corbett.
Paul Daniels,
like,
built down man.
Yeah, someone like that.
That's what Dave said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Look at me! Magic! I'm still alive!
Debbie!
Robbie has a brand new album
out.
Called Take the Crown, and Robbie's doing I know this because I follow you on Twitter or whoever is you on Twitter, and he's doing some little warm-up gigs, some little tiny little gigs.
To some bands, they're big gigs.
Right, well, yeah.
To me, they're minuscule, tiny.
Yeah,
tiny,
you know.
Because that's the kind of calibre of artist I am.
It's not Nebworth,
no.
Is it?
Well, listen, I'm going to go back and do a few of the dates that I did in 1996, 97, when I first started out on my solo career. And I'm in Leeds tomorrow night, your hometown. And then I'm off to Glasgow, then I'm off to Southend, and then I'm off to Dublin.
Very nice.
And that's what I'm up to. Can't wait. Been rehearsing. For about 2 weeks. It's time to get on stage and give them the old razzle dazzle. That's what I intend on doing.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I am, very much so.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I am.
Leeds will be wild.
Sweaty, small audience.
Love it.
Contained. It's gonna be a great night.
I saw you at a few of those gigs back in 96, 97, and it was hot, sweaty rooms with you jumping up and down like a man.
Well, I can only hope that my audience still bounces.
I'm sure they will.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. It'll be great. And if you need somewhere to stay, my mum and dad's got a spare room at Mar's house.
Well, that's very kind of you and them.
Yeah, not a problem.
But I have a plush tour bus.
You can park that outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can connect the mains to the...
Yeah, charge it up.
Stick it to the letterbox and you go, yeah.
Okay.
And then... I mean, the cable, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
Hello, Mrs. Miles. Jesus, Robbie. What are you putting through the letterbox? It's just my extension cord. Yeah. That's what I'm afraid of. So the album is called Take the Crown, and the first single off the album is called Candy.
Yes.
Very wise.
Well done, well done.
Very research.
Wise. Oh, yeah. See? You thought it was Vertigo because somebody said that my single's called Vertigo. It's not.
Yeah.
You were right.
Yeah.
I played you the songs in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And you went, go with that one.
Yeah. And from the other side of the room was Robbie's Mrs. going... I said that one!
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, it's good. But now, out of the tracks you play me, are they all on that album? Out of the ones...
Do you know what?
There was one we talked about.
The house music.
Has that gone away?
I had a phone call from the record company, the head of the record company, and said, ooh, it was a bit naughty, that song.
Mm.
So would you mind leaving it off? And considering they're my new parole officers,
right,
and I needed to garner as much support from them as I can, I said yes.
Okay.
And took that one off, which is a shame, because it's a stomper of a track, but it is a bit rude.
It is a bit rude, mm-hmm. but then, you know, you're portraying a character in the song.
There's plenty of time for rude songs, son,
well,
and
that's
it's
right.
not now.
Is it true that track 5 on the album is inspired by our very own Dominic Byrne?
Track 5?
What's that?
Let me have a look. Okay, so track 1, 2, 3, 4.
Aha! How rude!
Dave?
What's that's the title of track 5?
We can't even say.
Really?
Tina, it's called Skill on the Radio.
Is it Skill?
Skill on the Radio, I think.
Yeah.
Shift
on the radio.
Shift on the radio.
Different working patterns and stuff. Getting up.
Nights, mornings.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
I understand.
I wonder what inspired that, if anything.
It just fell out of my mouth when I was trying to sing something.
Yeah.
Are you going to play my song?
Yeah, man.
When are you going to do that?
I'm going to do it now.
Okay, let's big it up a little.
Do you want to hear it? And then, because I know you've got to go, so we can play.
I ain't got to go nowhere.
But I thought you have things to do.
I have nothing to do other than be around for my lady when she dropped the kid in it.
Well, she's not dropping that kid to later. You've got no problem there.
Yeah. It's all sorted. Okay, so listen, right? This is my new song, right? It's dropping on Chris Moyle's show, and it is called Candy. And it's by Robbie Williams. Listen to them.
And it's out on the 29th of October.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Ready? Check this! By the way, I've got to do the big sell.
Oh, right, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the new song from Robbie Williams.
Oh!
And this is brilliant. And when it ends, you'll go, that's brilliant. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen!
I was there to witness.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Candy! Robbie Williams and Candy from his new album, Take the Crown, that is out on the 29th of October with that song called Candy on Radio 1.
Like that.
Small show.
Nice one. Thank you for playing it.
Hey, listen, you were right to go with that.
I think so.
It's good.
I think so. I have big hopes for it.
Yes, sir.
Huge ambitions for that song.
Well, everyone go and get it.
Please.
And Robbie's album's out on the 5th of November. Can you not? Why don't you put that back a week?
What, bring it earlier?
No, or just later, or...
Why?
Whenever. Just saying. Just, you know, just give the other people with an album out the same day a chance.
Oh, well, you know what? Last time I put an album out, those JLS boys...
Right.
...hipped me to the post. By, like, it must have been, like, 15 copies. Oh. It was that close.
But they're this week. They're that week as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they're that. So it's round two, boys.
Yeah.
How do you fancy your luck about against Uncle Robbie this time?
Oh, do you think they just wait to see you come and think, right, we'll stick it out that week again?
I'm
like they're hiding around the corner.
I am after those boys. Mm. I was smarting from that defeat last time. It will not happen. Aston, take this. There you go.
I like that. Hey, JLS.
Have you got their song? Have you played their song yet? Their song?
Yeah, they came in the other day.
Yeah, did we
don't
play
it? Yeah. Again. Don't play it again. Not this week. Fine. Not this week. You're in control now. You can do whatever you
and
like.
By the way, I'm hoping I can come on your show and JLS's show to plug my album, which is out on the same blooming day.
That'd be cool. I will do. I did do a Rudebox Radio for a little while on the internet.
You haven't done that for a while, have you?
No. I'll probably do one just so I can interview you about
songs. Thank you.
Have you said anything about your album?
Not really.
Nothing.
Nothing. No.
When is that out?
5th of November.
Oh, right, okay. I get it now. Oh, okay. Am I still on it?
You are on it, yeah.
Brilliant.
Ladies and gentlemen, Robbie is on the album.
So you'll feature on two different releases out at the same time.
Right, I think I will.
Three, he's on JLS album.
Oh, is it fine, yeah.
No, so is the track that I sang on, is it now fully produced?
Yes, and okay. Sounds awesome.
Wicked.
We just need permission.
from me?
Yeah.
My manager, Josie Blesser, when she heard it, was like, oh, really?
Well, I think, without giving too much away, it's very old school you, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it merges...
It merges swing with filth.
This sounds like the South Bank show.
Yeah.
It's a new genre.
Yeah.
Svilth.
I'll play it to you in a minute off the air.
Okay.
I'll play it on the air.
No. But, ever. You won't be able to play that ever.
Well, yeah.
No, unless you do a lot of beeping.
but no, and Rob sounds... I haven't said anything about the album yet. Rob is on it and sounds amazing on it.
Thank you. One take Williams as well,
wasn't it? Oh, God. It was literally one take. Done. Boom. No messing. No messing around whatsoever. But so did Josie appreciate the lyrics?
I don't think she did.
Ah.
To be honest, I waltzed away from the recording studios.
Yes,
that afternoon on a high,
mm-hmm.
thinking that I'd become part of something very important musically.
I'd love it.
And then I was expecting my management just to go, yes, tick, tick, ding, ding, ding. What a great move on your behalf. And I was met with resilience.
Wow.
But I've got to say, I campaigned for you and I and music.
Thank you.
And that song will be on that album.
Yes, well, that's what we like. Let's hope.
Blimey.
Let's hope so, anyway. Otherwise, I'm screwed.
What a powerful speech. It's good, that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's arousing.
I'm good. I'm good like that.
I can't have anyone say no at this rate. We've only got 8 tracks. I mean, it's more of
an EP. Did Professor Green turn up?
He did turn up.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
but
good.
But then he's gone very quiet. But that's another story.
Did Gary Barlow turn up?
Gary Barlow and I will be talking later today.
Oh, yeah. He'll do anything. Man, he'll do anything. He'll turn up anywhere. He'll have Cheryl Cole instead of me.
Oh, don't.
I'm not upset about
it. Don't be like that.
Anyway, but I want to turn up in a helicopter over. Ladies and gentlemen, there was a pop star named Roy Williams who was a friend of Gary Barlow, another pop star. He'd agreed to do Judges' Houses with Gary Barlow. A late introduction came when a young lady from the north named Cheryl Cole.
Really? You've been dumped.
I was not really. No, not really. Have you seen Cheryl Cole's new video?
No.
It's fantastic. She looks very sexy in it.
I haven't seen it.
And then there's a bit in the song where it goes, and then I won't let the sun go down on me. Yeah. And then she just goes, go down on me.
Well,
and then winks at the camera.
Right.
She's got me. I'm sold.
Well, you're saying she's a big Elton John fan.
She is a big Elton John fan.
Well, he wouldn't let the sun go down on him, would he?
He would.
Fake one.
Yeah. He loves weather. He loves the sunset.
But I'm sold
and
with
the sunrise.
I'm sold with the with Cheryl Cole.
Really?
I'm a bit in love.
Are you a bit in love with her?
Yeah. I'm too old.
No, not too old, dude.
Too old now.
You've got to stop with this too old business.
Well, that's how I feel inside.
You're at the BBC now on Radio 1. Radio 1 doesn't see age at all.
Not at all.
Age is nothing but a number.
It isn't.
That's right.
Mm. Going down ain't nothing but a thing.
That's right. You got that down. So, listen, you've got these gigs to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, by the way, my mum texts me.
Right, just.
Yeah. And she says, please can I go to see Robbie tomorrow?
Oh, well, that's Josie.
Yeah, please say no, Josie.
Does she really want to come?
Mm.
VIP Vera? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, of course you've told me about VIP Vera.
What?
We'll see if we sort of tickets. I think they've all gone.
If they've all gone, then they've all gone. Sorry, Mum, they've all gone. Yeah. No, Josie's actually, she's sticking her fingers down her throat. She's miming vomit.
No. Is there any left, Josie? Give me a nod or... There is for okay.
Well,
for his mum. Okay. Is there any for Peter Swan, the ex-Port Vale player? Is there? Okay, we'll sort.
There you go,
Swanee. I've sorted your tickets out.
He wants to go?
My mum told me last night.
Right, is it all the mums?
Yeah.
See? All the mums getting on the act. Peter Jones says hello.
Peter Jones?
Yeah.
Says, hey, Pete.
Says give him a hug and a kiss from me.
Oh, I tell you, I was watching Dragon's Den last night, and there was a guy on there called Clay O'Shea.
Right.
And all the dragons were sort of going, laughing at him. Clay could kill you all. He is rock hard,
well,
that
he's
man.
He's the boxer.
Yeah.
Well,
He was on doing some abdominal thing, I think.
Mm.
But they were all sort of laughing at him. I thought, you don't want to laugh at Clay. That's the last thing you want to do.
He's friends with the bees, right?
Yeah. Lovely man, but solid.
Mm.
Rock hard.
He used to train Max, and he also used to train my mate Kim.
Kim?
Yeah.
Which
Who's
Kim?
Who's a little tiny little girl called Kim Ross.
Oh.
Very good, small little girl.
And he changed Tom Hardy too. So
there you go.
I'm going to go in there and I want to look like Tom Hardy for my tour next year.
Is that what you're going to do?
Well, I've got 1 year before the body starts falling apart and, you know, these man boobs are permanent.
Okay, my guy will train you, I'm telling you.
Oh,
okay. Because I can't afford him anymore now that I've got no job.
Right.
You know, so...
So he's looking for another client.
Yeah.
Mm.
I could be the other client.
He's good. He counts to 10 while you're doing press-ups and stuff.
Does he do this? Does he go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 2...
Oh, no.
Two.
No.
I can't stand that.
No, he doesn't.
I can't
really good.
Stand that.
No, he's
Make it
really
15.
Good. Yeah.
Make it 15.
But say it from the start.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you know where you are.
He's even good. If you've got 30 of something to do, he counts in a way which is actually weird, but it's good. So he'll count 10 or 15, and then he'll count downwards again. So you never fully know whether you've done 5, 15, 5 left...
It's a good trick for the mind.
And I used to have a go. I think he might be numerically dyslexic.
What is the worst... When you do your cardio training, what's the worst bit of it? Have you ever done the crab? Have you ever done the crab where you walk on your hands backwards?
No, of course not.
That's horrendous.
I couldn't do that.
What backwards on your hands?
Yes. Do you want me to?
Yes, please. Okay, yeah, right. Absolutely.
Really?
Okay, so this is the worst exercise that you can do. And okay, so you're basically like that.
Yeah.
And then you have to walk around like
that. Whoa.
It's horrible.
Whoa. No.
That's not fun.
I've done myself a mischief.
I have to shoe the snakes before I run.
You have to what?
Shoe the snakes.
What's that?
Okay, so...
Show me.
He's had the rope thing.
So it's that leg bent and that leg out.
Yeah.
And you have to shoe the snakes. So you get a stretch on the back.
Oh, that's good.
So you shoe the snakes.
I'm going to be shoeing the snakes later on.
It's good, isn't it? As in shoe them away, not put, like, shoes on them.
Yeah, not shoeing them.
Yeah.
And then that'd be a great exercise,
exactly.
Though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Trying to catch the snake
and then giving him the shoe in.
Yeah. It's good for your quads and your tries.
See,
I'm still
it's like you're
snakes.
Wafting out a low Trump.
Yeah, that is good. I like shoeing the snakes.
It's good.
Did you call it shoeing the snakes, or did your trainer call it shoeing the snakes?
I just call it what he calls it, shoeing the snakes.
He's surreal.
Although I call a few other things by other names, but I can't say.
What would you call it? What would you call that exercise?
Wafting away an unpleasant smell.
Okay. Waft the Trump.
Waft the Trump.
Trump's good. Yeah. Waft the Trump.
Yeah. Trump wafter.
Exactly. Mm. And they're in the live lounge with
Trump
this week.
Trump wafter.
That would be my special skill.
Yeah.
They're on Wednesday.
You've got to respect what they're doing.
Listen, thank you for coming in. Robert
Williams. Absolute pleasure.
And the new album is out on the 5th of November. Mm. Get it now. Pre-order it now. And then the single will be coming out on the 29th of October called Candy, which is great.
Thank you.
If you have tickets to see Robbie over the next few days, enjoy. Great live.
Make sure you bounce.
Amazing live show.
I've also heard Mr. Moyles' album, and it is very good.
Mm.
Don't be put off by the first one. Don't be put off at all. The second one is a resounding, resounding pleasure to listen to.
Right, okay.
God love you. God love you. And yes, me and Rob finally duet together after years and years and years of
together
anticipation.
And then you lock horns in the pop charts.
Well, yeah. Mm. Well, if you can lock horns with a 39 album staring at a number one album, yeah.
There's room for everybody. There's room for everybody.
Even JLS.
That's right.
No, there's no room for them. No.
You're going to get them.
I am out to batter them.
It's your
this time.
And
they beat me last time. And I phoned them to congratulate them. If I beat them this time, don't phone me. I won't be in.
That's right. Well, I will, but I'll pretend that I'm not.
Yeah.
Pow, pow, pow. Yeah. There you go.
Pow, pow, pow.
Yes. Pow, pow, pow. All right, let's play a song. What should we play? Anything. Listen, thank you very much.
God bless
and
you,
listen,
mate.
And listen, good luck to the missus and to the three of you.
Thank you, and God bless you for your sterling work here at Radio 1 for so many years, battering the previous records into smithereens. It will not happen again in our lifetime.
You're right. God damn
Mr.
it.
Mr. Moyles.
And if it does, there'll be trouble. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, the amazing and lovely Mr. Robbie Woodley.
Oh.
Thank you very much. What a nice surprise.
Enjoy the gigs, Rob.
Will do.
I remember when we broke up.